Exploding myths around arthritis. Many people think arthritis is an inevitable part of getting older. However, the idea that it only troubles the elderly is one of many myths associated with arthritis, which affects around 10 million people in the UK. Far from being just a standard part of aging, the condition can cause excruciating pain and blight both the lives of young and old. Here, experts set out to explode misconceptions about the condition and the impact it can have. One in six people live with the pain, fatigue, and disability arthritis can cause, says Deborah Alsina, chief executive at the arthritis support charity Versus Arthritis. The impact can be huge, affecting the ability to work, care for family, move free from pain, and live independently. Arthritis is a general term that refers to a group of over 100 different types of inflammatory joint diseases that affect the musculoskeletal system. The most common symptom of arthritis is joint pain, but it can also cause stiffness, swelling, and decreased joint mobility, says Dr. Amara Ezionyelji, consultant rheumatologist from the Lister Hospital in London. She says the most common form of arthritis is osteoarthritis, often associated with wear and tear of the joints. Other common types are rheumatoid arthritis, an autoimmune disease that primarily affects the joints. Psoriatic arthritis, a type of arthritis associated with the skin condition psoriasis. Ankylosing spondylitis, which primarily affects the spine and can lead to fusion of the vertebrae, and gout, which is caused by the accumulation of uric acid crystals in the joints and often affects the big toe. There are several myths about arthritis that are often repeated, says Dr. Ezionyelji. It's important to dispel these to promote an accurate understanding of arthritis and to encourage those affected to seek appropriate medical care. Excuse me. Myth one, arthritis only affects the elderly. While it is more common in older adults, arthritis can affect people of all ages, including children and young adults. Myth two, cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. People who crack their knuckles will sometimes be wrongly warned that it will bring on arthritis. But Dr. Ezionyelji says there's no scientific evidence for this. She says, when people crack their knuckles, they experience a release of pressure in the joints and relaxation in the surrounding muscles. It can make the joint feel more mobile and is unlikely to cause arthritis or any other problems. Myth three, it's just wear and tear. Deborah Alsina says one of the most damaging myths is that any form of arthritis is just wear and tear. Osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis and will affect half of us by age 70, but it isn't an inevitable part of aging. Your joints are not like car tyres destined to wear down and be replaced, says Deborah. They are made of complex living tissue that our bodies constantly repair and maintain. And osteoarthritis occurs when our bodies can no longer do this effectively. Our joints get stronger the more we use them. So keeping physically active and maintaining a healthy weight can help keep osteoarthritis under control. Myth four, cold, damp weather causes arthritis. Although cold and damp weather can sometimes make arthritic joints feel worse, it's definitely not why arthritis starts. Dr. Ezionyelji says weather can influence joint discomfort, but it doesn't cause arthritis. Arthritis is primarily a result of genetic and environmental factors. Myth five, arthritis is just joint pain. It's not serious. While arthritis can be debilitating and lead to a reduced quality of life, it can get even more serious than that for some people. Dr. Ezionagi says rheumatoid arthritis, for instance, is an autoimmune disease that can affect various organs and tissues in addition to joints. Myth 6. Exercise makes arthritis worse. People with arthritis can often find it hard to maintain regular physical activity, but a lack of movement can actually increase symptoms such as stiffness and pain. Deborah says, building activity into your daily routine can help improve this, because using your joints builds muscle strength and improves the blood supply, all of which can ease symptoms and keep joints in better shape for longer. She says different activities will suit different people, but swimming and cycling can get the body moving without putting pressure on painful joints. It's always a good idea to seek advice from a healthcare specialist if you are unsure what type of exercise will be suitable for you. Myth 7. There's no treatment for arthritis. While there's no cure for arthritis, there are many effective treatments for managing the disease. These include pain relief medication, physiotherapy, disease-modifying agents, and biological drugs for inflammatory arthritis, plus joint surgery in some cases. It's also recommended that people with arthritis modify their lifestyle and try to lose weight if they need to, follow a healthy, balanced diet, exercise regularly, and stop smoking, says Dr. Ezionagi. Myth 8. Certain foods can help or hinder arthritis. There are claims that foods like tomatoes can cause arthritis flares, and other foodstuff like cider vinegar may help it. Deborah says, sadly, there's no good evidence that there are specific foods you should avoid or have more of. But if you do find things that are helpful or make your symptoms worse, then listen to your body. Myth 9. Miracle cures can make arthritis disappear. While some people with arthritis believe copper or magnetic bracelets ease symptoms, studies show no evidence to support this. It's the same with lots of supplements, and some of these are really pricey, says Deborah. Interestingly, though, placebos can be very effective and continue to work even if you know it's a placebo. So if you find these helpful, there's no reason to stop.